I say that if you take the first five presidents that are the absolute worst and you add them all together, they haven't done the harm that Joe Biden and his administration have done to our country. It's so sad. My administration will again adopt rock-solid constitutional conservatives to be federal bench justices and judges, but in the mold of Antonin Scalia and Justice Clarence Thomas, who, by the way, right now is under siege by the radical left. As the most pro-life president in American history, I will continue to stand strong against the extreme late-term abortionists in the Democrat Party who believe in abortion on demand in the ninth month of pregnancy and even executing babies after birth. They actually talk beyond birth, after birth, executing the baby. This is where we've come, and it's so sad to see. I will stand proudly in defense of innocent life, just as I did for four very powerful, strong years, because every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God. I will stop Joe Biden's weaponization of government and law enforcement against conservatives, patriots, Christians, and pro-life activists. We will obliterate the deep state and completely overhaul the FBI and DOJ to protect your constitutional rights. As you know, another critical fight is the battle to retake schools from the radical left. The Marxism being preached in our classrooms is totally hostile to traditional religious teachings. Under my leadership, we will bring back God to our schools and our public squares, and that will happen very quickly. On day one, we will begin to find the radical zealots and Marxists who have infiltrated the Federal Department of Education, and we will have them escorted from the building. I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. The left-wing gender lunacy being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse, and it will stop immediately. As president, I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease the promotion of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to send me a bill prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states, and I will keep men out of women's sports. That's a simple one. We will give back the power to parents. Parental power will again be a force in our nation. Under my leadership, we will defeat the cult of gender ideology, and we will reassert the timeless truth that God created two genders, male and female. We will defend our culture. We will reassert the Judeo-Christian values of our nation's founding. We will protect our heritage and traditions, and we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. God bless America.